you know, how was this kind of discovered? Have dogs already been poisoned from this?
Now, to my knowledge, there had been a dog that had been taken to a veterinarian clinic, and that was what was discovered to be the problem. So there had been one or two deaths. There had been a couple of dogs that had gone into the clinic. I spoke with one owner who said that his dog had been in his veterinarian clinic for 5 days. The dog was on a drip. They had pumped the dog's stomach, and they were still waiting to see what would happen. There wasn't a great hope for the dog after 5 days. It was barely hanging on. I know that there had been other dog owners who had got their dog to the vet in time. The problem with rat poison is by the time you realise there's something wrong, it's usually too late.
Which is, I mean, it's absolutely awful. You know, there's this time-old discussion and this kind of, you know, neighbourly rivalry kind of, and you've heard, you know, of many people awfully, you know, neighbours throwing baits over the fence because their dog's barking too loud or anything, but you know, deliberately going out to parks and just poisoning any kind of dog. I mean, why do you think people are wanting to deliberately poison anyone's dog?
Well, I think you have to look at this in a couple of ways. First of all, we have to look at the fact that there are some really unhappy people, wounded people, and causing mayhem, causing distress for other people is a way that they offset their own emotional issues. So there's a randomness about I'm going to do harm to other people. I've been harmed. Has nothing to do with dogs per se, nothing to do with dog owners. Secondly, yes, there's a whole group of people who are probably really unhappy about dogs. I know that in one local dog park, we had a young new parents up the road. They had a baby. A lot of problems with dogs barking in the park, which they were saying was causing them great distress because it was waking the baby. Now, the young husband would often appear in the dog park, yelling, screaming, haranguing the people in that park, saying that their dogs was causing him and his new wife a lot of problems as a, you know, new parent.
Mm. So, what's the best way for dog owners to protect their dogs then if they're taking them to public parks?
Training. So you teach your dog, leave it. So it's a command where the dog knows that it can't do that. There's ways to train a dog to leave it so that if you talk to any of your reputable dog trainers, they'll be able to teach a dog that that is not something they're allowed to touch. You have to remember that dogs are, by nature, scavengers. They'll eat anything. You only have to talk to a dog owner whose dog eats its own poo.
And if I can just ask you one more question, do you know what the symptoms are to look out for if you think your dog's been poisoned?
Okay, so it's usually vomiting, maybe diarrhea, there may be blood. By the time you see those symptoms, it's pretty much finished, but get that dog to the vet. They'll pump the dog's stomach and they'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, it's very good to talk with you. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, Hannah.
Thank you very much for asking me.